You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're Sawyer. And since 1984, we've been creating technically better solutions for peace of mind in the outdoors. Why? Because we believe everyone deserves to be safe. We believe nature wants to be explored. We believe industry standards should be exceeded. We believe nonprofits deserve some of ours. And we believe the outdoors is a place for community, from the backcountry to the backyard. We're more than an outdoor company, and we believe a thank you is due to anyone who supports our products. Because of you, we spent a decade teaming up with over 140 charities in 80 countries, bringing Sawyer water filtration systems to people in need all around the world. You help us aid refugees, disaster zones, and life-saving efforts around the world, perhaps without even knowing it. So thank you from everyone here at Sawyer. Together, we are saving millions of lives.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome. My name is Andy Neal, and you're listening to the season 4 finale of the Hiker Podcast. What is going on there, hikers? This is Andy Neal, and you're listening to the podcast that gets to know the hikers behind the trekking poles, the podcast that asks the why questions of hiking, the podcast that takes me, Andy, a new and plus-size hiker, and I ask other hikers, how has hiking changed them and how are they changing the world around them? That's right. You know what you're listening to. You're listening to the Hiker Podcast. Of course, the Hiker Podcast is brought to you by our amazing sponsors, CS Instant Coffee, Kanak Outdoors, and Sawyer Products. Those three companies have been ride or die with me, and I am so appreciative to both of them, to all of them, to both of them, to all three of them. My goodness. For being so amazing to me, for supporting me, for just being cool all around. You guys know CS Instant Coffee, best instant coffee on the trail. Ian and Monica, you guys are legit. Of course, there is Kanak Outdoors. Oh my goodness. Gilad and Mika, thank you for being so amazing to me and believing in me. Oh, and you make amazing products, not just the water storage, the Visica and the Vecto, but also the trekking poles I've been trying to break for over a year and a half now, and I can't break those dang things. So thank you. Thank you all for being so cool. And lastly, I would be amiss if I didn't mention my friend Sawyer over, at Sawyer Products. Sawyer Products was the first company I've ever worked with in a paid capacity. They believed in me and what I was doing. When the Hiker Podcast only had 2 episodes, and that was really it. We had 2 episodes when I first talked to them. Hike Oregon and Keep Oregon Green was on the first episode, and then I had Elena Osborne on the second episode, and they just saw something in me and were like, yeah, we'd love to sponsor you and sponsor what you're doing. And I started working with them back in July of 2020 when the podcast started, and then again now January of this year we started working together. Did some reels for them on my Instagram, and of course sponsoring this show. And I'm so grateful to all of them. And this episode, there's no like ask Andy anything, there's no like, I don't know. I think back to the first episode I did, episode 1, where I just talked about my story and how I found hiking. Excuse me as I clear my throat. And I just wanted to get on here and just thank everyone who I needed to thank, especially sponsors, talk about my experience with the outdoors and how my perspective has changed. Being in the outdoors, and and kind of what to expect from here. So, as many of you know, I started the Hiker Podcast in July of 2020. Pandemic had been raging for a few months at that point. I had really gotten back out on the trail. I had discovered hiking the year before, July of 2019. After graduating film school and really was floundering, and my therapist said, hey, why don't you try hiking? So I did. Absolutely fell in love with hiking. Fell in love with everything about it. And hiked through that summer into the fall. Winter came. It was particularly wet. Kind of didn't stop hiking, but, you know, only hiked once every few weeks when it was dry. I'm in Medford, Oregon, Ashland, Oregon, but still, the winters can get pretty wet. Then the pandemic hit and started hiking immediately. Like, let's get out and hike. Except everyone did that. And the trails, the local trails were extremely busy. And the governor was like, oh, let's close the trails. And they closed all these trails. And a few months into that, they opened the trails back up. And it was everyone out in the trails. And it was amazing. I got out on the Pacific Crest Trail and started hiking and camping and backpacking. And it was absolutely amazing. And then from there, I had this idea of starting the Hiker Podcast. I had been doing a podcast, a Disney podcast, for 7 years at that point. And it wasn't that I didn't love Disney anymore, entertainment or film. I absolutely didn't do. It was more of a doing a Disney podcast in the middle of the pandemic when Disneyland and Disney World were closed and there was no movies out and there was no new stuff being made because productions had closed. It was really depressing, honestly. And it made me kind of open up my mind to other aspects of my life. And I was like, you know, I want to talk to hikers about how hiking has changed them and how it's changing the world around them. And I started the Hiker Podcast. And the big draw of the Hiker Podcast for a lot of people at first was, you know, I'm a plus size hiker. And I was talking about how much weight I lost hiking. And I did. I mean, I'm definitely much more fit than I was. Fit being a relative term. I weigh less than I did when I first started hiking 3 years ago. Absolutely. And I really bragged on that. But then I realized, you know what? I can hike all these miles and go to the gym, all this, and diet all I want. And I'm still going to be a big guy. That's just who I am. And if you listen to the old episodes of the Hiker Podcast, you see that transformation where I've talked about, oh, hiking has done me so much physical good, which it has. I'm not downplaying that. But for me, it was all about, you know, losing the weight. And then I realized, you know what? I'm a big guy, and I was getting a lot of criticism online for being a big guy out hiking, and when are you going to lose the weight? You know, that sort of thing. And it just wasn't, you know, a big chunk of it just wasn't coming off. But I was getting stronger and stronger. And, you know, I really started shifting my focus on, for hiking, not so much on the physical stuff, but back on why I originally started hiking, which was for the mental health benefits. And met some incredible hikers in the hiking world from all different backgrounds. And it was, this podcast has been so impactful on my life. This podcast has changed my life, and I'm excited to continue with it. I'm excited to continue to talk with voices in the hiking community, talk to through hikers, talk to day hikers, talk to backpackers, talk to people who work in the environmental industries and fire prevention and advocacy work for fashion and gear for plus size and marginalized people within our society. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful to all of you who have given me so much, who have believed in me, who have shared your stories with me, who have gone above and beyond for me. And I'm flabbergasted every day. And my only regret right now is, as many of you know, back in January, I did a viral reel where I talked about going for a hike for my stupid mental health, and it went completely viral. I went from like 5,000 Instagram followers, which is still a lot. Like, Don't let anyone ever tell you, you know, you don't have a lot of Instagram followers. If you have 100 Instagram followers, you have 50 Instagram followers, that's 50 people who want to see what you're putting out, what you're creating. It's amazing. But I went from 5,000 to 55,000, which was insane. And then, you know, obviously my priority shifted. And, you know, I had to focus a lot on that. I had brands reaching out. And then it happened again. What's been crazy is this last, since May, I've had four, and I'm about to have a fifth one, four or five reels now, about to be five reels, go viral on my Instagram. I've gone from 55,000 followers to 172,000. And I don't know what I've done to deserve this. I don't know why this is happening. I mean, I have put in a lot of hard work. I don't want to downplay my hard work because I've been putting in a lot of hard work. To be creative and create reels and content, and I'm working on my YouTube channel. But it's just been absolutely astonishing. And I get messages. I don't even know how often, because my inbox, I still can't keep up with my inbox, my DM. If you've DM'd me, I apologize for not responding. I try to respond to as many as I can, but it has been absolutely incredibly overwhelming in the best way possible to read these messages. And I do get negative ones. I'd say it's like 1 out of 100 though. And, all that to say, I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to to all of you who've listened, and then to some very, very specific people who have really gone out of their way to help me and help me discover more about the outdoors, help me discover myself more. I want to talk about why I'm thanking them and what the impact they've had on my life and on this podcast and what I do. And some of you may be listening like, what are you talking about? Instagram, yeah, following Andy? Yeah, you can follow me at Andy Films and Hike on Instagram or TikTok. And I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Andy Neal Plus Size Hiker. I'm going to change the name of that here pretty soon, just to Andy Films and Hikes, just for continuity across the board. But I want to first off, just thank my family and my wife. And I don't want this to sound like a stinking, like, an award show episode, but I feel that it would be, I'd be amiss not to really shout out the people who have helped make this show what it is, and who have helped me, and talk about what the future of the show is going to look like. So I got to thank my family, especially my wife, who has just been amazing. Lindsay has believed in me, since day one, when I left my old job and left my faith. We left our faith together. And, I went out to film school, and then after finishing film school, I decided I was really into hiking, when I had been the antithesis of an outdoor person, like not outdoorsy at all before. And all of a sudden it's like, I discovered the outdoors, and now I'm all outside with the kids all the time. And she has believed in me and loved me and supported me and, help, you know, keep my finances clear and help with taxes, keep me out of jail and all those wonderful things. And my wife and I, we met on MySpace 16 years ago this month. And, I'm so glad we did. And, she's the reason I'm in Oregon. She's from Oregon. She's from Bend in Southern Oregon originally. And, she's an amazing woman, and I don't know what I would do without her. So thank you to Lindsay. My kids, many of you know, I've adopted three kids from foster care, two with special needs. They just show me what it means to love and enjoy the outdoors. I'll talk about my two kids with special needs. And we've done a lot of therapy with them. We've done a lot of mental health services. And this is why I'm so passionate about mental health, because getting mental health services for my kids who were adopted from foster care, who have been through very traumatic events before they were in our home, is so difficult. One thing I have seen that has worked is hiking in the outdoors. And I'm hoping to expand on that for them, but to see how the outdoors changes them, to see my youngest daughter, who doesn't have special needs, but who's just a very outgoing person, how she just embraces the outdoors and environmentalism and She just loves the water and rivers and lakes, and she loves hiking. She doesn't like, she likes, she's like, I'm a water hiker. She wants to hike by water. She doesn't want to hike up things. She wants to hike beside things. I just want to thank them for being so, so amazing to me. So thank you all. One person I do want to thank is, Francesca from Hike Oregon. Back when I first started getting into hiking, I did what a lot of people do. I went on YouTube to find out gear and other recommendations, and I put in hiking in Oregon, and her channel, Hike Oregon, came up, and I modeled a lot of what I do on the podcast and on social media after her, and we've become friends. We've done meetups. She's been so amazing to me, and finding her videos allowed me to find out about all these other hikers and YouTube and podcast personalities in the outdoor industry. And she's always been so cool to me, and I've been so grateful for our friendship. Another person I'd be amiss if I didn't thank would be Jenny Brusso, who many of you know. Jenny Brusso is the founder of Unlikely Hikers. I discovered Unlikely Hikers pretty early in my hiking journey and on social media and such, and I started following them and loving what I was seeing from them. And one day back in January of 2021, I posted a full picture of myself, and I had written on the picture, and I'd only done that once before, like the week before, and I wrote on that picture how it was hard for me to do. Because I always tried to take pictures of myself with the chest up, looking all prestigious with a mountain in the background. And I had talked about how, you know what, this is me. I am who I am. I'm learning to embrace myself since leaving my old faith and my old career. And she reached out and said, hey, this is a great story, and we'd love to share it. And I'm like, you know, I don't feel like I'm an unlikely hiker. I'm white, straight, cisgender. She's like, no, you are plus size. You're being vulnerable and being very accepting, and you have land acknowledgments. You know, we'd love to feature you. I'm like, yeah, go for it. And when she did, like that day, I gained 1,000 followers. And not that it was about the 1,000 followers, but just I started getting stories from people and how my story resonated with them, and found this amazing community of a very diverse, inclusive group of hikers for every background. You can imagine, who embraced me and who loved me. And what's really cool is after I continued to develop the friendship with Jenny and Unlikely Hikers, she put my name out there for some things. She, when she heard about stuff for different opportunities, she'd put my name out. And then in July of last year, I decided that I wanted to get into plus size modeling. I'm like, I can do this. I can be a plus size model. I said that in July of 2021, almost a year ago. And she saw that, and she's like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, it was really encouraging. She's like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm 39, turn 40 next year. And she's like, and she's the same age as me. And she's like, no, you can do it totally. And then that next month, like 6 weeks later, I was on a shoot with Columbia Sportswear. She had passed my name along to the next person I want to thank, Andrea Kelly, the senior plus size merchandiser at Columbia Sportswear. And both her and Jenny are among the named by Outside Business Magazine, the top, I think it's 10 or 20 most influential people in the outdoors, both Andrea Kelly and Jenny Brusso, who have been extremely instrumental in my journey. And Andrea Kelly who works for Columbia, has not only been such an encouragement to me as I've gone through this journey, as I've walked it, she's always encouraged me to think with the long game in my outdoor journey and in my journey of being a plus size model, a plus size personality, and making sure that there are inclusive sizing and options for plus size individuals. But she's also really worked to help me, like Jenny, expand my career. And I'm so thankful for her and what she's done. And both of them have been on the show. You can listen to episodes from them here. And I'm so thankful for both of them and how working with and knowing and being friends with them has really enhanced my life. And I'm so incredibly grateful to both of them. So thank you all so much. Somebody else I do want to thank is Elena Tiptop Osborne. She's been on the show twice now. If you don't know who Elena is, she's a filmmaker. She hiked the PCT in 2019. I'm going to take a sip of my Starbucks here real quick. I reached out to her before the podcast even started, and she, you know, had a very successful YouTube channel at that point. And she said, yeah, I'd love to be on the podcast. She was back in New Zealand, middle of the pandemic. And not only because having her on the podcast and having her share that she was on the podcast did help the podcast, and it did, but she was just so loving and accepting of me and my journey and had so many questions for me that I was like, wow. And I've learned so much from her as a creative and as a filmmaker. And she has always been so cool at talking with me, and I bounce the questions off of her, and she's just been such an amazing person. So Elena, thank you so much for being so cool to me and just being a friend of the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're awesome. And I can't say that enough. So thank you all so much. Some people I do need to thank, who you may not know, are my professors at film and film school at Southern Oregon University. Before I got into hiking, I was finishing up a degree. It's actually a communication degree with a emphasis in digital cinema. They now have a full digital cinema major there the year after I left. But I was happy I got the communication degree because I was able to take a lot of social media classes and engagement classes and emerging media and digital arts classes, along with my film classes. Three professors I particularly want to shout out. My advisor and the first person I met in the program, Andrew Gay, who has been just an overall encouragement to me. We have similar backstories. And he's just been amazing. Also next, Dr. Christopher Lucas in the film program there, who has really helped me hone my skills both with a camera and with storytelling. And next, I'd like to thank from Southern Oregon University, Dr. Precious Yamaguchi, who she's in the communication department specifically, but focuses a lot in social media and engagement. And I learned so much from her with that aspect of it. I did my capstone in social. I actually did my film capstone in social media, and I learned a ton from her. But since that time, she's also, she does a radio show at the local NPR affiliate. She's had me on. She's had me speak to her classes about social media and engagement, and it's been a real encouragement to me. And I learned so much from her while in school, and so much more from her and her husband, actually, Andreas, since that time. And I'm just so thankful for them. I'm thankful for the university, and I got a chance to go over there and talk about my story to alumni a few times, both in class and on film. And I'm just super, super, super thankful to all of them. And so thank you all so much. I got to thank Jim Falkenstein, who is a local hiker and author, and who's been so cool to me. And thank you just for encouraging me and just having all those wonderful local videos out. If you don't know, Jim Falkenstein, look him up, he's been on the podcast, but also, check out, his YouTube channel, especially if you want to hike in Southern Oregon. Barney Scout Man. Many of you know him as the supreme trail angel, him and his wife, who's been a true friend, and I'm so thankful for him. We've talked a few times, and he's just been like, he's got to be the most encouraging man in the world. And especially lately as I blew up, he's just been so cool to me. And so thank you, Barney, for being just an amazing person and sounding board and friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Rachel Rabbit Delano, you have, my gosh, it's been so cool, and have been I feel like that in our episode, we talked so much about my background and your background and how hiking has changed us and how hiking has a spiritual aspect to it. And you have just been a tried and true friend online. And I'm thankful for how you have just believed in me through all this. You know, Rachel's a triple crowner and, she's a yoga instructor and just been so cool. So thank you so much, Rachel, for being just awesome. Awesome to me. Thank you. I gotta give a shout out to Heather Diaz, who's also been on the show, who is also the inspiration, besides just being an encouragement to me, who's also the inspiration of the stupid hike for stupid mental health. She had done a stupid walk for stupid mental health. I saw her do it. I'm like, I think I can do that, but I'll put a hiking twist on it. And then from there it went crazy. And she puts out some amazing TikToks and Instagram reels about hiking and camping. And if you all aren't following Heather, Lifts and Hikes, you need to do it like right now. Go. I need to also thank Dara Blackwater, who has been an amazing friend, and she's been on the show twice and talking about her story as a Diné or Navajo woman in the outdoor industry, and talking about land acknowledgments and spectrum rights. And I just am so thankful for her friendship, and I hope to have her on the show again. So thank you, Dara, for just being cool. And you can listen to her episode as well. Julia Sheehan Rocket, who, when I first went viral, was like, there is no one more deserving than you, Andy. And she was just so cool. She's currently on the PCT. I think she's actually near here where I'm at right now. Unfortunately, I got to go to Bend here pretty soon, so I'm not gonna be able to run into her, but I'm sure some point before her hike's over, I'll be able to say hello. Also Becca Little Skittle, just thank you for being so awesome and cool. Gilad and Mika, who I've already shouted out, you're awesome. Thank you for being amazing to me and just being overall cool and believing in me. You really did. And I can't thank you enough. I wish I can shout out every person who's been on the show, like Abstract Hikes, who is just a cool person and does amazing art. Corey, Second Chance Hiker, many of you know him, the thing was with Corey, he was hiking the PCT. He's a big guy. When I started hiking in 2019, I was doing a lot of hiking on the PCT because it was close by. I was running into a lot of PCT through hikers who saw me, and I would talk to them, and they would be like, hey, there's this guy named Corey who's hiking too. He's big, and he's hiking the whole thing, and I'd hear his story. He has a YouTube channel. You should check it out. I found Corey's YouTube channel, and just seeing a person who looked like me, a big guy like me, out there hiking, I was like, I can do this, and was super inspired by him, and he's been such an encouragement to me, and I'm so thankful for him. Miranda Webster, Miranda in the Woods, one of the funniest, coolest people I've had on the show. Thank you for being a sounding board creatively and just being cool. And even times when I've kind of ripped off your concept on a video, I'm like, hey, I'm going to do this. I want to try not to rip you off, but you've inspired me to do this. She's been so cool and been amazing, and thankful for what she's doing with REI. Bennett, you have been, as you are getting into the modeling industry as I am, you have been an amazing friend and sounding board. So thank you for being so, so cool. Ranger Alley, I got to shout you out. You just finished the outdoor program at SOU, and I just thank you for your friendship and for your encouragement. Derek Lugo, you have been an amazing inspiration with your creativity. Your book inspired me. Thank you. There's so many people on here. I can't shout out everybody, but thank you all who have been so amazing to me. Charlotte Buell, who has put my name out there so many times and has done so much work, as she has her own career and then is doing this outdoor work. Mike Nomenclature, you are the most encouraging dude I know. Thank you for being so amazing to me. Tim Mathis, PCT hiker and author, who was once a youth pastor like me, who not only was on the show and we talked about our shared experience and had an amazing conversation back in January, but has continued to message me and encourage me as I've gone through this journey and as I've gone viral. And it's been a really cool relationship we've had. So thank you. Thank you so much. It's been amazing. So many more people I want to thank. Acuna, Carr Richardson, Whitley, Logan Marie, Tara Laidlaw, Emmeline Wang. I mean, I go through all the list here. Everything I've been able to do has been because of other people and their belief in me. And I'm thankful for it. And thankful for all of you who listen and who support me, not just, you know, on Patreon or, you know, other of those things, but who just send words of encouragement, who share my video, who just watch my videos and who follow and listen to this podcast and share this podcast with your friends. One thing I love about this podcast is it so much about what we talk about is timeless, though my opinions and perspectives may change. And you can see that as you listen to the episodes. You can go back and listen to the episode with like Darwin, and it's so much of what's being said is still very much true. And that's what I love about what I get to do here is, and that's why I love having guests come back too, because you can see how maybe their opinions or perspectives have changed as well. So what does the future of the podcast hold? Well, I've been talking about this for a while. We're going to do some roundtable discussions. We're going to have maybe some bigger names on the show, but then we're also going to have a lot of people that maybe you've never heard of on the show as well. The show is going to start back up here. I'm super excited about this. On August 1. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. I have a bunch of people who I'm going to have on the show, but if you are wanting to be on the show or know someone who does or have a unique story or have a suggestion, you can email me, andy@hikerpodcast.com. I'm going to be a few announcements. I'm going to be at PCT Days this year on Saturday, August 20th in Cascade Locks. And one thing I want to do is do hiker stories and hear from hikers, how has the trail changed you and how are you now going to change the world around you? And I'm going to set up recording and just do that. Like, what's your name? Where are you from? What's your Instagram? And do these little mini episodes or groups of stories from the PCT. And I want to do that. Not only, I'm definitely going to do it at PCT Days, but I also want to do it with some trail angel work I'm going to be doing this summer. There's a lot of stuff coming up and I'm excited. I'm excited for what's happening in the outdoor industry. I'm excited for opportunities coming my way. I get to talk at REI in a few weeks here. I'm doing a talk about REI, about hiking in Southern Oregon and my story. So keep posted for that if you're in the area. I'm going to host a hike with Unlikely Hikers here in Southern Oregon. I can't believe that. It's epic. Going to host a trip to Iceland or Switzerland, one of the two here pretty soon with an organization, a hiking trip. I can't believe this is what I get to do. And I never want to seem ungrateful. And, you know, sometimes I talk about online how creators need to be compensated fairly, and they do, not with product. And I get kickback or feedback saying, you know, Andy, you should be grateful. You get all this free stuff. And I'm like, I do. And I am grateful. I never want to seem ungrateful, but it's, you know, I can't not say something when I know there are creators out there who are just trying to, you know, put gas in their tank so they can go make this stuff, and they're getting paid, you know, in free trekking poles or whatever, which are great. That's awesome. But, you know, that's things I want to continue to advocate for. But ultimately I want to advocate for inclusion in the outdoors, that everyone and everybody can be outside and on the trail or on the river if they so choose. The mental health benefits of the outdoors, not just with hiking, but just being outside, grounding yourself in the trees and the forest and the grass. It's just so beneficial. And advocating for mental health services. And also advocating for bigger and plus size people, for fat people, and fighting against fat phobia. And also just encouraging people to get out on the trail, get out and hike, get out and walk, get out and raft, get out and forest bathe. You'll be amazed at what the outdoors can do for you. And also want to increase access to green spaces. Maybe you live in a place where there are no green spaces. You don't have access to them. I want to advocate for more green spaces out in urban areas. Very blessed that, and we're lucky that in the Pacific Northwest, a lot of the cities have those amazing green spaces, like right in the middle of the city, like places like Portland and Medford and Ashland and even like Eugene, I think about. We need more of those because I think right now, with so much going on, rights being taken away and threatened, we need those times to kind of center ourselves and figure out what we're going to do. And the outdoors is so helpful for that with our mental health as well. So, guys, I've talked long enough, but that's what's going to be happening. Look for a lot more stuff coming out on my social media, Andy Films and Hikes, and on my YouTube channel, which right now is Andy Neal Plus Ice Hiker. That will be changing here to just Andy Films and Hikes pretty soon. If you want to support me, you can support me on Patreon, of course, or you can just watch my reels on Instagram. What's been really cool is because of I've met certain requirements with Instagram, I get like ad revenue, like almost like AdSense, but it's not, it's called their bonus program where, you know, so many watches I get paid, which is really, I think, beneficial for all creators because, you know, the work we do is giving Meta or Instagram, money. So it's only fair, but look for other partnerships coming up. Sunday afternoon hats, more stuff with Columbia coming up, Merrill shoes. I'm super excited about that one. More stuff with Sawyer, Canuck, and CS Instant Coffee. And many of you know I'm super picky about the companies I work with. I'm not going to work with a company or promote a product I don't already use or believe in. And I have companies approach me multiple times a day, and I turn down 95% of them because I don't use your product. Would you like to send it to me for free? And then we could talk about, you know, compensation and that thing. And a lot of them just like, no, I'm not going to. And I'm like, well, then can't do it. And because I never want to, everything I want to promote to you all is, I want it to be beneficial to you and you have some benefit. And of course, I'm going to be continuing to work with Gregory Pax. Gregory Pax has been an amazing, like, I'm going to shout out Gregory Pax. And I didn't thank them in my little thank, you know, speech I gave earlier, but Gregory Pax has not only been an amazing company, that the fact that they've the first ones to bring out plus size packs, but they've been really amazing to work with. And I've been super encouraged by how much they have loved and reached out to me and to others in the ambassador program and the work they're doing. And, you know, thank you, Gregory Pax. And, you know, I'm not saying that maybe Gregory Pax are for you, but I'm saying you need to consider them. And, cause they're doing some amazing work in inclusivity and making sure that everybody can be out on the trail. So, big thank you to Gregory Pax. And, PCT days coming up here, I'll be there with Gregory Pax. I'll be at their booth and get to meet all of you if you so choose to come. Cascade Locks is 45 minutes from Portland, so if you're in the Portland area, you want to come on over. I believe it's free to get in, and I'll be there all day Saturday. Super excited about that. And hang out with the Gregory crew and see my friends at, you know, Canuck Outdoors and all the other booths. And I'm very excited, and maybe even do a silly hike for our silly mental health, you know. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being awesome. Look for episode 1, season 5, episode 1 of the Hiker Podcast on August 1. And yeah, you want to get a hold of me, andy@hikerpodcast.com. And thanks for listening to the season finale of season 4 of the Hiker Podcast.